Quality, affordable, accessible childcare reduces absenteeism and increases retention for employers. It develops the intellect and social skills of children, our future workforce.
Those words are from Sherry Scavone, executive director of the Western New York Women's Foundation, who joined State Senators Patrick Gallivan and Chris Jacobs to call for an increase in funding to the facilitated enrollment child care subsidy, which supports low-income families who earn too much to qualify for other financial support for child care. Senator Gallivan says too many low-income households find themselves having to choose between keeping a job and taking care of a child. He and Jacobs are seeking $2 million for the program in the next budget to triple its current capacity in Erie County.
Western New York lags far behind the other regions in the state. There was a period of time, this was a program funded in five or six other areas of the state with no money coming to Western New York. And if it wasn't for Sherry speaking up initially and educating the Western New York legislators, this program wouldn't even exist here in Buffalo and Western New York.
Brianna Harris is one of the beneficiaries of the program and says it not only gives her economic freedom, but potentially boosts entire communities.
Because it gives the ability for people to create their own income at home by being in-home providers or opening up child care in our own communities.
Senators Jacobs and Gallivan agree the subsidy actually benefits the local economy by aiding many who will be counted on for its workforce. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.